For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Bonus episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and hope you guys are having an amazing holiday break so far. When I say break, like, I truly mean break. My brain is shut off. Okay, I was supposed to get coffee with a friend this morning, and I texted her last night. I was like, Caroline, my brain is off. So do you still want to get coffee? We're going to, like, talk, like, business things. I was like, do you still want to get coffee or... can we reschedule? Because if you want coffee, I'll just have to, like, turn my brain back on. Just let me know. And she's like, no, Tori, I was literally going to ask you the same thing. Can we reschedule? So my brain is just so off and it feels so nice. It also, like, doesn't feel good because I'm sure a lot of you guys can kind of agree with me on this, that I just don't do well doing nothing. Like, if I do nothing, my brain will go to some sort of anxious thinking, like something is wrong, or I'll feel guilty for not doing anything. So that's always, like, half the battle of taking, like, a true break, is that my brain doesn't really let that always happen. But I'm really trying and really leaning into it. And I'm doing, like, the bare minimum amount of work to where I feel good and I feel accomplished. I mean, hey, I got ready today and that in and of itself is a win. Yesterday I showered and that was, like, all that I needed. So I just feel really good and I'm really happy that, you know, we're all taking a break. So I hope you guys are relaxing this break. And yeah, let's talk about The Christmas Guest by Peter Swanson. So that was the Manifest Book Club book for this year. It was a novella, so I think it was, like, around 100 pages. I'm not exactly sure because I read it on my Kindle, and the font size of your Kindle, like, alters the amount of pages that you had. So for me, I think it said it was, like, 112, but also Iron Flame said that I had, like, 800 and so pages when the actual print copies were, like, 600 and so pages or 700 or something like that. So it's a little skewed with the Kindle, but okay. I'm just going to rate this book and then we'll go from there. I rate this book 1 star. Yeah, I just did not like this book. And I'm really sorry that I recommended it. Okay. If you guys read it and you liked it, that's really good. And I'm really glad that you liked it. I, on the other hand, I did not like it. And yeah, man. It just wasn't for me. I think it wasn't for me for a couple reasons. Number one, I kept reading it at night. So I kept getting, like, a little freaked out because it was a little spooky, you know, like the guy in the woods and Adam was a little creepy and the girl that was murdered. Like, it was just weird. Okay. And then you just find out that they're, like, this murderous brother and sister combo, and the murder itself made, like, no sense, and why they murdered her made no sense. Like, it, I think it was just a too short of a book for this plot. Like, it just seemed like none of the characters were really developed that well. Like, it was just too short for this plot, in my opinion. And it was just so unbelievable. Like, it's also giving me the same vibe as, do you guys know the Lululemon murders? Essentially, like, this one, these two coworkers were staying after, and this one girl killed her coworker. And to cover it up, she made it look like someone came in the store and killed them, but only killed her and then not the girl. Like, girl A, there's girl A and girl B. Girl A killed girl B, but they tried to make it look like an intruder came in and only killed girl B, but like severely hurt girl A and just like let her live, but really girl A killed girl B. And that's like what this vibe is giving me, because she like wounded herself enough to like hurt. But in a scenario like that, like, a murder is going to kill both of them. You know what I mean? So it really just gave me like Lululemon murder vibes. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, starlight therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But also, I read this book, and then a few days later, I watched Saltburn. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's like the same book, which is really crazy. I mean, the idea isn't that far-fetched. Like, you go to someone's house for the holidays and, like, weird stuff happens. Okay. But the thing, the similarities between a Christmas guest and Saltburn is that, like, it's this giant estate with a name and, like, weird things happen with the family and it ends in a lot of murder. Like, that is very much so the same concept. And Saltburn also was super disturbing. If you like that sort of stuff, I'd recommend the movie. That's not always my favorite kind of stuff. So I liked it, but I wouldn't like run to go see it again. Anyway, having read A Christmas Guest and then Saltburn, I was like, oh my God, these are like the same movie. And that's a little freaky for me right now. The timing of it was just a little bit odd. But nonetheless, I didn't love the book. I'm sorry, I recommended it, honestly. I saw it on TikTok and I was like, yeah, this will be good. I don't know. I didn't really like it. And the ending, how the Christmas guest was really the ghosts, I didn't love either. It just wasn't my favorite book, but maybe you read it and maybe you loved it. And if you did, I would love to know. So I don't really have much more to say about this book because I don't really love this book and I don't really want to talk about it too much. And it was a short book and I feel like I've said all that I could say. I didn't like it. I give it a 1 star. It was very similar to Saltburn. So if you watch the two together, it's like eerie. And that was kind of crazy. Also learning, spoiler alert for Saltburn. So if you haven't watched the movie and you want to, just skip ahead. Learning that Oliver improvised the grave scene is a bit disturbing. Okay, I wish I didn't know that. And now I told you guys that. So now you guys have to live with that too. Yeah, that was improv. Okay? You all know what I'm with, like Felix and the grave. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, that was a bit much. Okay, anyway. So I figured that we could just round out this episode because it's a much shorter episode by announcing what next month's book club book will be and just some TBR books that I have on my calendar for January / the new year / what I want to get into for the next year for reading. So the book that we are going to do for our next Manifest Book Club, which is in January, and that episode is going to come out January 25th. The book is The 12-Week Year, and this is by Brian P. Morin and Michael Lennington. This is a productivity book, and I guess you could say it's like self-help, but it's going to be productivity-based. I'll read you guys the summary. Most organizations and individuals work in the context of annual goals and plans, a 12-month execution cycle. Instead, the 12-week year avoids the pitfalls and low productivity of analyzed thinking. This book redefines your year to be 12 weeks long. In 12 weeks, there just isn't enough time to get complacent, and urgency increases and intensifies. The 12-week year creates focus and clarity on what matters most and a sense of urgency to do it now. In the end, the more important stuff gets done and the impact on results is profound. So this explains how to leverage the power of a 12-week year to drive improved results in any area of your life. Offers a how-to book for both individuals and organizations seeking to improve their execution effectiveness, and authors are leading experts on executions and implementation. Turn your organization's idea of a year on its head and speed your journey to success. So I chose this book because, one, I've been seeing it all over TikTok, and I haven't read this book, so I definitely want to read this book. But two, I feel like this is a really good book for the new year because we all have goals and resolutions. And if you guys have not yet listened to my episode that I put out on Monday, it was my 2024 reset where we talk all about my priorities, my word of the year, what I have planned for this year, things like that. So I will have that episode linked down below if you guys want to listen to it. But I feel like this book is going to be really good for the new year, and it's just a fun book to start the year off with. And we haven't done a motivational productivity book yet, so I wanted to do that for this next book club book. So again, it is The 12-Week Year by Brian P. Morin and Michael Lennington, and that episode will come out on Thursday, January 25th. You get this on audiobook. Let me see if it's actually on Spotify for free. 12-Week Year. Let's see. Oh, it is. So if you guys have... Oh, maybe I'll just do that. If you guys have Spotify Premium, this book is included in Premium. So I'm actually going to add this to my library right now. And I'm going to listen to it on Spotify. So that's what I'm going to do. The 12-Week Year. I'm so excited. Get more done in 12 weeks than others do in 12 months. Awesome. So that's going to be the book for... January. Okay, January 2024. Crazy. Let's talk about some books that I want to read for the new year. So I know I have these written down somewhere. I should find them. Okay. So I posted a TikTok a few weeks ago of the 5-star books that I rated for 2023. And you guys left so many book recommendations in that TikTok. If you guys don't follow my TikTok, go be sure to follow it. I've been posting a lot more on TikTok and it's really fun.
May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
But anyway, I got a lot of great recommendations, but then I also was just being fed a lot of book talk, which is awesome, and I love that. So let's start off with the book that I'm most excited to read next, and it's a lot of historical fiction books that I'm going to be reading next. So the first one is Four Winds by Kristen Hanna. This one was right up there with The Great Alone, which I said that The Great Alone was one of my favorite books of all time. And this was like so highly requested after The Great Alone. When I finished it, everyone was like, if you liked The Great Alone, you're going to love Four Winds. So definitely reading Four Winds probably is my next book. What am I reading right now? Oh, I'm kind of not reading a book right now, and I'll explain that in a minute. So Four Winds is probably going to be next. I also want to read The Rose Code. My grandma loves historical fiction, and when I visited her in Thanksgiving, like in November, she gave me a list of books, and The Rose Code was on them, and that was a book that I've heard from like Claudia talking about on The Toast, and it was a book that I've definitely been wanting to read, so I want to read The Rose Code for sure. So The Rose Code and Four Winds are probably the next two books that I'm going to read. Also this year, just general in 2024, I want to read the Throne of Glass series by Sarah J. Maas. I hope it's Maas and not Moss. I think it's Maas. It's double A. So I want to read Throne of Glass series, and let me know what order I should read that in. A lot of people say start with Throne of Glass, or is it Throne of Blade? Wait, hang on. No, Assassin's Blade. But then also people say start with Assassin's Blade. So like I don't know. I'm probably going to read it in the order that it's supposed to be read in and that it's like published in. So I'll probably start with A Throne of Glass, but that's a book series that I definitely want to read. And then also with that, I want to read the ACOTAR series. I see very mixed reviews on it. I see people that are like obsessed, and then I also see people that just get really bored of it. So I don't know where I'll fall with that. But I definitely want to try it. So I'm going to read ACOTAR for sure this year. Once I also said that I really liked Icebreaker, I somehow got on like hockey romance smut TikTok. I don't know how. But since that, I saw four books that everyone like recommended. The first one was Pucking Around. I have that sample downloaded on my Kindle right now. Here's the thing with like these smutty romance books. They need to not be too cheesy. And if they are cheesy, they need to be cute. Like Icebreaker was so cheesy, but it was also so cute, but so like, I don't know. I was just like obsessed with it for some reason. When I read Pucking Around, it's so cheesy. Like, I just downloaded the sample and I'm like, I don't know, this is like a really cheesy thing. But I also felt like that with Things We Never Got Over from Lucy Score. I could not finish it because the writing was so like cheesy. The best way to put it is it's just like a quirky millennial. And I don't want to say like that sounds so rude when I say it, and I don't mean it to sound like that. It's kind of just like this. Oh my God, I'm so clumsy. I'm such a klutz. Like, I'm such a klutz. And like, I can't stand that trope. I hate when authors write girls like that, when they're just like these helpless women. Like, I just hate that. Like, they're helpless and they're so clumsy and they're so like quirky. It's just, I just don't like that kind of writing. So I got that vibe from Things We Never Got Over, so I didn't finish that book. I'm kind of getting that vibe from Pucking Around. And I also remember a while ago on Book Talk, someone was reading a book and they were like, I had to put this book down because the amount of body references and body checking in this book was insane. And I kind of feel like it's Pucking Around now that I'm reading it, because I'm only on the sample, and the amount of times this author talks about bodies is really a lot. Like, it's mentioned in books here and there, like, you know, to describe a character. Yes, give me like the body image, give me the visuals, whatever. But then for it to keep being brought up, it's like, it's very bizarre. So I kind of think it was Pucking Around. I can't remember the book, but after reading just the sample, I'm like, it has to be this book. So I kind of want to keep reading it. I kind of don't. I don't know. I'm going to decide. So Pucking Around was a big one. Say You Swear was another one that I saw a lot of people. Say You Swear. Boys of Avix by Megan Brady, a college romance. That's also a thing. I kind of like the college vibe. Like Pucking Around, I think they said she was 27. Or maybe I'm confusing that with the movie that I watched yesterday. She was like out of college. But for some reason, whenever they're like 25 and they're like, I don't know, I just start comparing my life to them at 25. And I'm like, it's too close to home. Okay, so Say You Swear, Mile High was another one. I'm just Googling these as I go. Mile High book. Windy City, maybe that's it. Right, sports romance novels that depict realistic and healthy relationships. Cool. Mile High. So that's one. Windy City series. Okay, so that's another one. And then Off Campus was another one. So let me Google that, see what that talks all about. Off Campus series. Oh my God, it's so cute. Looks like Icebreaker. Cute. I'll read it. So yeah, those, I was just like being fed all of those books on Book Talk, and you know, kind of, I'm here for it. So I'll probably read those. Let's see what else. Those are really the big ones. Just Kristen Hannah, The Rose Code, Throne of Glass, ACOTAR, and then those like hockey books. And I think that's really all that I had on my radar, honestly. So yeah, I guess that will do it for this episode. Short 20-minute episode, guys. I don't think I've ever done a 20-minute episode, but it was a bonus episode, and I know this week's really busy, but if you guys missed my other episode on Monday, I did put out a 2024 reset, so be sure to go check that out. Thank you guys so much for listening, and be sure to watch this on YouTube, rate the show 5 stars, and I'll talk to you guys all next week. Bye, guys. Love you.